This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. India has become the world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. This was stated by Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday. He said India's rice production has reached 150.18 million tons compared to China's 145.28 million tons. Mr. Chauhan said India is now supplying rice in overseas markets.
India has overtaken China in rice production and become number one. This year, India produced more than 150 million tons, while China produced 145.28 million tons. This is an extraordinary achievement. By ensuring food security, we have filled our grain reserves. India is no longer a country that asks for food. It is now a country that supplies rice to the world.
The minister unveiled 184 improved varieties of 25 field crops developed by the Indian Council of Agricultural Research at an event held in the national capital. The Commerce Ministry has said that India's traditional medicine system, Ayush, has received formal recognition in bilateral trade agreements with Oman and New Zealand. Both the agreements, which were finalized in December 2025, have dedicated annexures on health-related services and traditional medicine. Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, will be commissioned by the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in Goa today. The 114.5-metre vessel has over 60% of indigenous content. The 4,200-ton vessel boasts a speed of more than 22 knots and an endurance of 6,000 nautical miles. The vessel will serve as a critical platform for enforcing marine pollution control regulations, maritime law enforcement, search and rescue operations, and safeguarding India's exclusive economic zone. The Election Commission has found serious security lapses into the mob attacks on electoral roll observer C. Murugan during his visit to the Special Intensive Revision SIR hearing camps in South 24 Parganas of West Bengal. The Commission has sought an action taken report from the State Director General of Police, Rajiv Kumar, about it by 5 p.m. tomorrow. The EC also ordered Mr. Kumar to depute a senior police officer next time to accompany any electoral roll observer or special electoral roll observer with adequate security to ensure their safety during field visits. A 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck central Assam at 4:17 a.m. today. The epicenter of the tremor was near Assam's Morigaon district at the depth of 50 kilometers. However, no immediate reports of loss of life or damage to the property has been received so far. The tremors were also felt in the neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal, and Bangladesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. Washington says U.S. will not govern Venezuela but use oil blockades to force political change. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the United States will not take a day-to-day role in governing Venezuela but enforce the existing oil quarantine on the country. This comes just a day after President Donald Trump suggested the U.S. would take direct control of the country following the dramatic capture of Nicolas Maduro by American forces. The second Khelo India Beach Games is set to begin today at the Gogla Beach in Diu. More than 2,100 athletes will participate in 8 different sports of the Beach Games, which is being organized by the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.